Well, the Australian share market off to a sluggish start on Tuesday. The ASX 200, in fact, is down by about 0.25%, so wiping out a very healthy portion of Monday's improvements. So we basically received quite a weak lead from Wall Street, which fell quite heavily last night, mainly in anticipation of new tariffs on Chinese imports. Now, this did actually end up taking place with President Trump announcing tariffs on $200 billion in additional Chinese goods. That happened a couple of hours after the close of the US market this morning at around 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So these will actually take effect on the 24th of September. That's next Monday. A 10% tax to start with, which will then rise to 25% at the end of the year. Now, the reason why they've done this in two phases, according to the Trump administration, is to give some businesses in the U.S. a little bit more of an opportunity, I guess, to help sort out some adjustments they'll need to make to their supply chain. So basically, this certainly ramps up the tensions between both the U.S. and China and would make it difficult, you'd imagine, for a meeting to take place between the U.S. and China in the next couple of weeks. And that was meant to be the case. It was already scheduled in. So today we're seeing resource stocks being hit quite hard. Of course, we sell a big portion of our commodities over to China. Mining and energy stocks pulling back. Consumer staples, healthcare stocks not doing so well. What is helping, though, is that the big banks are generally heading in the same direction. They're all up at this stage. Aged care stocks, which were hit very hard on Monday following news of a Royal Commission into the aged care industry a couple of days ago, come back quite strongly today. So we had falls of as much as 20% for some of the big names today, though we've got Japara up 7 and Estia Health lifting about 4.5. Kathmandu out with some profit results, quite well received. The adventure retail is up about 7%, and it basically has made an effort to cut down on the discounting of products. That has helped lift its sales 11% and its profits by about 30%. We've also had TPG releasing some profit results. Profits did fall back by around 4% over the year. It blamed that partly on headwinds in relation to the NBN, but keep in mind that TPG shares, yes, they're down today, but they jumped 50% in August, and that was off the back of news that it's agreed to merge with Vodafone Australia. On the front, the RBA board minutes were out today, essentially reiterating that a rate hike is more likely than a cut, but certainly no cause, strong case for this to be done in the near term. The Aussie dollar, 71.6 US.